I'm always singing songs that say I got plenty of nothing, hooray, hooray. Or carefree ballads in which I roar, got the sun in the moon, in the moon, in the evening, don't want anything more. I'm always singing songs that sigh, dreams are something no gold can buy. The broad open highway is my way to go, while the guys who write that kind of song keep raking in the dough. No more of this phony baloney, those sentiments never were mine. I'm gonna reveal how I really feel, put it right on the line. I'd rather be a rich man with $1 million than a poor man with a pocket full of dreams. Our dreams may have their splendor, but they aren't legal tender, and the automat will not let you drop them in the slot. One thing I know for sure, remember this now, honey, whether you're rich or poor, it's better to have money. So if you know a millionaire with $100,000, maybe incredible as it seems, I will trade him for my pocket full of dreams. Ah, those dreams. I remember that old gang, that old gang that used to hang around my father's candy store. There was Mitch and Mopey Mo, Slippery Jim and Stinky Joe, Dirty Mary, who we'd meet behind the cellar door. There was Fatso, what a rat, hit me with a baseball bat, knocked out all my front teeth. What became of them? There was Poopy Four-Eyed Lou, who we'd beat up black and blue. Last I heard, he was the head of MGM. We'd stroll home from schoolroom halls, writing words upon the walls, beating up the younger kids to hear them cry. Pulling trolleys off the rails, tipping over garbage pails, throwing rocks at sweet old ladies passing by. Oh, the motor cars we stole, and the drunks that we would roll, and the many other carefree childish pranks. Those are my dreams on parade. Do you think that I would trade, ever trade them for all the dough in all the banks? Believe me, you're damn right I would. I'd rather be a rich man with $1 million than a poor man with a pocket full of dreams. A pocket full of money doesn't make the sun less sunny, and the birds sound just as gay, though you've got it stashed away. So there's an income tax, I'll pay it without squawking. Riding in Cadillacs could be as good as walking. So if you know a millionaire with $100,000, maybe incredible as it seems, I will trade it for my pocketbook.